Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our most recent and most fresh new episode of Students for Students. This week, we are going to cover the most important things in and about life in Düsseldorf and will present to you, as always, everything you need to know for the upcoming days. Don't forget to follow and subscribe us on any social media in order to be notified with new episodes, giveaways and live tweets. And also make sure to stay tuned until the end, as there will be a giveaway for all you listeners out there.
And now, Margot, how about you tell us about Düsseldorf in and about style.
All right, so this week I've got an absolute classic event for you. The 115th Rheinkirmes here in Düsseldorf. It will take place from the 15th of July till the 24th. There's fireworks on the opening night on Friday the 15th and an even bigger final one on Friday the 22nd. Apart from that, there will be big tents with drinks and food, different bands and of course lots of sweets. My personal favorite, chocolate-coated strawberries. I mean, is there anything better than chocolate and fruits? Anyway, for those of you who want the rush, let me tell you, some of those roller coasters are better done on an empty stomach. Best example is the Hangover Tower. The name says it all. It will take you 85 meters high into the sky, where it will also stop during the fireworks if you want to have the best view. But remember, all things have to come back down, right? With this one, you will experience one pretty scary free fall drop. In terms of roller coasters, there will be the Alpina, which is the biggest and longest traveling roller coaster of the world without loopings. Don't be fooled by the without loopings part though, it's still pretty fast with 80 km per hour. As for me, I'm definitely just watching with both feet on the ground and some tasty strawberries in hand. Now that's all I've got for this week. And for those of you who are into outdoor sports, you should definitely tune in again next week for all the information about the Düsseldorf Skate Night. If there are any events you want to share with our community, use the hashtag S4S out and about on Facebook or Twitter.
Thank you, Margot. So students, tell us in the comments whether or not you would like a live feed for this event or even a meetup, as we will take part and go nuts on the roller coasters. Speaking about outdoors, what's better than lying outside on a sunny day and reading your favorite literature? That's why we have yet another episode of our all-time fan favorite Britta's Borrowed Books. As always, Britta will inform you about the most interesting and fascinating books you can read for free! Isn't that awesome? So kick back, relax and listen closely.
Hi guys, it's Monday, so again, it's time for Britta's Borrowed Books. This week with historical novels. For those listening in for the first time, on Mondays I talk about books that were recommended to me, and because students are always a tiny bit short of money, I borrowed them. So, this way two historical novels fell into my hands. The first is Sebastian Faulk's Birdsong, and the second is James Robertson's Joseph Knight. I really liked both borrowed books, and here's why. Birdsong begins as a story about an all-consuming, passionate love affair in France between the young Stephen and the unhappily married Isabelle. But then, it is also a story about the unprecedented horrors of World War I and about Stephen's dreadful experiences in the trenches at the Somme. It is the contrasts that make this book worth borrowing, between tremendous joy and unspeakable misery, between deep despair and unbroken hope. And, by the way, for those interested, it's been made into a TV miniseries with the wonderful Eddie Redmayne as Stephen. The other book, Joseph Knight, is based on the true story about a Scottish court case in the late 18th century, James Wedderburn versus Joseph Knight, that is, master against his slave. The slave, Joseph Knight, claims his freedom because, according to Scottish law, no man can be the possession of another. This court case then is one of the events that eventually lead to the abolition of slavery in Great Britain. So, why borrow this book? Besides the fact that I didn't know anything about Scottish involvement in the slave trade, I think it's a compelling, powerful and shocking story of history, enlightenment and slavery, and it raises fundamental questions about identity and humanity. So, these are my borrowed books for this week. As always, use the hashtag Britta's Borrowed Books on Facebook or Twitter for feedback or your own recommendation. Let us know what you think.
S4S.
Thank you, Britta. Your recommendations are as diverse and interesting as they have always been. If you want to recommend your own books to us or be part of the Borrowed Books community, make sure to send us an email or link into the forum for further information. But now, let's get off our comfy blankets and talk business. It's time for our S4S Nightlife Special. As you all know, there are plenty of possibilities, but instead of talking about the more common places, we are going full-out glamour in this week's special. So make sure to listen to the end so you don't miss out on the exclusive and spectacular giveaway waiting for you. But enough with the suspense, let's talk business, Lavania.
Hey, hello guys, happy to be here again this week with another event especially for you. I'm really excited about this one, as there is going to be a little giveaway at the end. At this point, you all might be wondering what I'm talking about. We are offering tickets for, drumroll please, Beyoncé's Formation World Tour 2016, her 7th concert tour. The title of the concert is a direct reference to her lead single of her 6th studio album. Most of us probably saw or at least heard about her performance of this song at the Super Bowl 50 halftime show, which caused many heated controversies. Since B performed Formation during the Black History Month, and because of the way the whole performance is set up, from choreography to the outfits, it is considered as a tribute to the Black Panther Party. As a result of this, it is deemed as her most political song so far. While some were delighted by her celebration of her African heritage and empowerment of Black women, others perceive the song as anti-police because of the references in her video to Hurricane Katrina and Black Lives Matter movement. But as I think, no matter which side you're on, let's be real, that woman is badass. I mean, you can hate all you want, but the fact is she's a star who's able to influence culture and shift conversations. And her new album is going to be career-changing, if not already. So for those of you who want to be part of this, S4S offers you a one-time opportunity to do so. Did I already mention that she's performing 2 times in Germany? No? Well, her show will take place in Frankfurt and nowhere else but here in Düsseldorf. So at the end of today, one of you will be holding 2 tickets for Queen Bee's performance on July 12th at Esprit Arena. All you have to do is just answer our following question. What is the name of Beyoncé's latest album? By completing the maxim, if life gives you lemons, make. Use the hashtag FormationInDüsseldorf to enter our giveaway on Twitter.
Huh? What did I tell you? Insane, isn't it? If you weren't one of the lucky ones to grab a ticket or have a friend who still wants to join you for this surely amazing night, this is the moment you have been waiting for. The winner of the giveaway ticket will be announced 1 week after the release of this week's episode. And that's all for this week. Thanks to all of you guys for listening as well as your support. Make sure to stay tuned for upcoming episodes and not miss a thing. And as always, stay classy, students.
Students for students.